alone, but
well, you're,
I know it's morning where you are.
There we go. And you are on quite an economic development mission. Let's talk a little bit about how things have started out here. You happened to get to Germany at a very opportune time, didn't you?
Yes, since one of our principal goals was the protection of jobs at Kokomo and to talk to the folks at Daimler Chrysler, it was pretty remarkable to wake up yesterday morning and see that was likely to be the day a transaction was announced. I sort of held my breath all morning assuming that, you know, Dr. Zetsche would not be able to see anybody. But in fact, literally an hour and a half to an hour before his press conference, he and I were able to sit, and I was able to talk to him about Indiana and our prospects there. And it was a great opportunity, and I came away with feeling better, feeling some reassurance.
Well, you are well familiar with what goes on in Kokomo, of course, with the four different Chrysler plants that we have here, the transmission plants, the casting plant, and I understand that you were talking with Dr. Zetsche about Chrysler's future and future growth, as a matter of fact.
That's right. It's fairly well known that Chrysler's been talking to another fine German company named Getrag about building transmissions for them and employing Hoosiers, including many who may now work at Kokomo. And obviously, we're very interested to see this happen. So,
well, as a matter of fact, as we're speaking, Governor, the big story today in the paper this morning is that it's a done deal. Getrag has purchased the 145 acres in Tipton County, and they're going ahead.
Chris, that's true, but they're not going anywhere until there's a deal with Chrysler. You can think of that as a contingent step. I was at Getrag all morning today talking with them, and it's a very exciting project. I have every reason to feel good about it, but we need to take this step by step. They are taking those measures at Tipton in anticipation of closing their deal with Chrysler, but it's not yet done, and so we all ought to respect the fact that decision is not final. But again, talking to Dr. Zetsche, that's exactly what I wanted to ask him. He gave me every reason to believe that there was going to be continuity of management and continuity of important plans like the Chrysler-Getrag joint venture.
Well, I'm glad to hear you say that, because we do sometimes get the cart ahead of the horse, and people get over-enthused, and then the rumors start flying, and pretty soon we're trying to decide what's fact and what's made up.
Well, it's a very natural confusion under these very unusual circumstances. Let me just say again, I'm very optimistic, again, after a morning at Chrysler and a morning at or Daimler and a morning at Getrag. I feel positive, and obviously the state is doing everything it can to make this the right decision. But until I never count a chicken prematurely, and folks should not hear either.
You are, and I'm happy to say, you're working on a number of fronts, actually. Chrysler is certainly a big consideration, but you're working on a number of fronts to bring more business to Indiana and excite the people in Germany and elsewhere about what we have here.
That's what we're doing. Think of this as a safari, except we want to bring back live game in the form of more jobs insourced into Indiana. And here and then later on in the U.K., we'll certainly be thanking existing customers. I was at the Schott Company, one of the leading glass products companies of the world. They have an Indiana presence now, but we think it can get bigger. We'll be doing that in a variety of places. And I do feel that Indiana has never been in a better position to say to the world, we are open for business, we are competitive, we have a great location and cost structure and workforce, and we want your business to grow, and we're getting a nice reception.
You have things that you can actually put your finger on, and that is diesel technology, biofuel technology, expanding in the biosciences, things like that.
That's right. We're going to have an interesting meeting a little later this afternoon with the bioenergy industry of Germany. Be a lot of different companies there. We'll be able to tell them about Indiana's explosion just in the last 2 years from nowhere to national leadership in ethanol and in biodiesel production. And I think it's a very very promising opportunity to talk to these companies. You know, they're, interestingly enough, they are not always so welcome here at home in the area of biotech, where in the U.S. we understand this is the way to a better future.
Governor, we know that winning companies like to be associated with winning states, and Indiana has made a tremendous turnaround in these past 4 years. I understand that just most recently you're looking at better than expected revenues for the state of Indiana, the latest forecast that came out.
Well, we sure did in April, and we're ahead now for the year with 2 months to go. That usually reflects a stronger economy. What we do know for sure, Chris, is that unemployment hit a six-year low last month. We have over 100,000 more Hoosiers working than 2 years ago. And, of course, 05 and 06 were record-breaking years for new investments of the kind we're over here searching for now. And a lot of those jobs haven't started yet. The plants and facilities, in most cases, are still under construction. So we do think we got a great story. We think the arrows are pointed in the right direction. But we will never be satisfied, and there's always going to be a need for more and better-paying jobs.
Two more things very quickly, ideas, and they are related. The state has further enhanced its position now with a brand-new balanced two-year budget. And on the other side of that ledger, Chuck Challiol, who has done a great deal of work, is leaving.
We'll miss him, but he can sure go with some real pride. He's been there for some historic improvement. 10 years of red ink is now a memory. We'll be working on balanced budgets number 3 and 4 in a row. Credit rating of the state's been raised twice. All these things, I think, send a good signal to people who are looking around the world trying to decide where to put their next investment and the jobs that go with it. And we want to talk to them first and foremost about the great economic climate, what's available at places like Kokomo. But they also want to look and see, is the people's business being run well, and bills being paid on time, or services being well delivered, and we think that plays a role too.
All right, very good. Governor, I don't think of anything else that we can add to that, unless there's something else you'd like to mention before you go.
Well, no, I'm going to get back to business. We've got a very full afternoon and reception tonight with, they tell me, over 100 businesses coming, and I got to get my best sales face on and tell them about a place called Kokomo and some other places where somebody ought to bring some more jobs.
Well, we're looking forward to hearing some great results out of this economic mission. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Chris. Bye-bye.
All right, sir. Bye-bye.